Good evening and welcome to Lone Mart Field. I'm Joel Guerin. You're listening to Game 1 of the six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Quakes taking the field now, getting ready for first pitch in the national anthem. Let's give you tonight's starting lineups brought to you by T-Mobile, starting off with your Visalia Rawhide. Leading off in center field, number 23, Wildred Patino. Batting second at shortstop, number 11, Jordan Lawler. Batting third at third base, number 13, Davison De Los Santos. In the cleanup spot at first, it's number 40, Shane Muntz. Batting fifth in right field, number 12, Junior Franco. Batting sixth at second base, number 8, Gene Walters. Batting seventh in left field, number 3, Juan Bautista. Eighth and behind the plate, number 6, J.J. DeRossio. And the designated hitter is batting ninth, number 16, Jason Roberson. The starting pitcher today for the Rawhide is number 26, Diomede Sierra, left-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineup for the home team, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, but for now, stay tuned for the National Anthem. Almost time for first pitch at Lone Mart Field. Again, I'm Joel Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for Game 1 of the six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Gave you the starting lineup for the Rawhide already, but here is the starting lineup for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, again brought to you by T-Mobile. Leading off at second base, number 3, Yiner Fernandez. Batting second behind the plate, number 17, Diego Cartaya. Batting third in right field, number 46, Jose Ramos. And in the cleanup spot, it's the shortstop, number 6, Alex De Jesus. Batting 5th, the designated hitter, number 22, Damon Keith. Batting 6th in left field, number 16, Luis Rodriguez. Batting 7th in center field, number 11, Jake Vogel. And 8th at first base, number 35, Junior Garcia. And batting 9th for the Quakes at third base, number 7, Luis Diaz. The starting pitcher on the mound for the Quakes, warming right now, right-handed pitcher number 33, Kendall Williams. Rawhide saw him on opening night back in Visalia. This is already the second time the Rawhide are facing the Quakes. I believe it's a total of 30 games they're facing each other this season. Rawhide will definitely get to know the Quakes very well this year, along with the other teams in the Southern Division. Rawhide are only traveling to the teams in the Northern Division once this season. A few of them are coming down to us twice. I believe that's just Fresno, though. But a lot of road trips to other teams in the Southern Division, and they're coming to Valley Strong Ballpark a few times as well. Rawhide took the series, the opening weekend series, 2-1 against the Quakes. See how they do for the six-game series. They haven't won a series since then. In fact, last Sunday, the Rawhide had just snapped a 9-game losing streak after defeating the San Jose Giants by a score of 7-3. Williams has finished his warm-up pitches, and we are almost ready for first pitch at Lone Mart Field. Leading off for the Hyde, it's Wilder Patino, the center fielder today, batting from the right side. First pitch, missing high, ball one. First pitch at 6:33. The 1-0 misses outside, ball two. 75 degrees here in Rancho Cucamonga. Waiting on the 2-0 for Patino. Here it is. Swung on, a ground ball hits off of Williams' shin. He picks it up, throws it to first. It's not in time. Patino is safe. A line drive that hit right off Williams' shin, it looked like. It hit so hard it rolled almost all the way back towards home plate. A great job by Williams to come off and be able to get the throw over to first base, but the first baseman, Garcia, could not keep it in his glove. I'm not sure if Patino would have been out or safe either way. But it will be a base hit for Patino, a leadoff hit. Brought to you by Roaster Brothers Milk Company. Since 2012, Roaster Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass bottles of milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Roaster Brothers products at your local grocer or check roasterbrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Roaster Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Athletic trainers went out to check on Williams. He's fine staying in the game. Now batting from the right side is Jordan Lawler. Patino, the runner on first. First pitch to Lawler misses way outside, ball one. Infield at double play, depth the pitch, missing outside, ball two. Sun sets behind the third base grandstands at Lone Mart Field, so there's a lot of sun in right field, quite a bit in center as well, and some shadows coming over left field. The lights are on at Lone Mart Field. The pitch, swung on, fouled off, count is 2-1. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Trevor Patience. And on the bases, Cass Cousins. 2-1 count. Williams sets. Glove at the chin. Delivers. Patino takes off. The pitch is high. The throw to second is in time. He's out. Patino caught stealing. Patino had a good jump, but the pitch was high, an easy pitch for Cartaya to throw him out. So one down, base is empty now. 3-1 count for Lawler, though. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike two, count is now full. Catching for Williams is Diego Cartaya. Third base, Luis Diaz. At shortstop, it's Alex De Jesus. Second base, Yainer Fernandez. And at first, Junior Garcia. The 3-2 to Lawler. Swung on, a high fly ball, deep center field. Vogel going back at the warning track, reaches up and can't make the play at the wall. Lawler heading for third. And they're being sent around home. Here's the throw home. Lawler, an inside the park home run. Jordan Lawler scores. It was a high fly ball off the center field wall, 401 to straightaway center. Vogel made a nice attempt. The way he was running towards the warning track, it looked like he might be able to make the play. He leapt up and missed the ball, and it hit off the wall so hard that Lawler was able to score. No errors on the play. Here's the pitch to De Los Santos. Deep fly ball to right center field. It has the distance off the Toyota sign on the video board. Back-to-back home runs. That one definitely over the wall. And the Rawhide lead 2-0 all of a sudden. So Lawler's is officially an inside the park home run. No errors on the play. It's just so hard off the wall. The center fielder, Vogel, couldn't get to it in time to make the play at the plate. Here's Shane Muntz batting from the right side. Back-to-back home runs for the Rawhide. First time this season they have consecutive home runs. The pitch to Muntz, missing high ball one. Lawler now has his fourth home run of the season. The pitch to Muntz swung on, slow ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, De Jesus, picks it up, throws to first in time. That's the second out of the inning. So again, Lawler with his fourth home run of the season, his first inside the park home run. And De Los Santos, it's his third home run of the season. That'll bring up the right fielder, Junior Franco, batting from the left. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. Pitch to Franco, fouled off down the first base side towards the Rawhide dugout. Count is now 0-2. Two down, 0-2 count, nobody on. The Rawhide lead 2-0. Here's the pitch. Missing high ball one. One, two count. This is the first left-handed hitter that Williams is facing. The pitch swung on, fouled out of play to our left. The 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. It was low in the dirt. Cartaya will throw to first base to complete the strikeout, and he does so successfully. But the Rawhide score two, an inside the park home run by Jordan Lawler, and then a ball that was hit well over the right center field wall by Davis and De Los Santos makes it 2-0. Heading into the bottom half of the first, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh-cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the Taco Truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate.
Rawhide lead 2-0. Here's the pitch. Cold strike on the inside corner at the plate is Yanner Fernandez for the Quakes. It's a 1-1 count. The pitch from Sierra. Swung on, fouled down the first base side into the stands. It's a 1-2 count. Sierra, tall left-handed pitcher out of the Dominican Republic. He's 20 years old. The 1-2. Swung on, line into right. Franco going back on it, still going back, spins around and makes the catch. Drop step to his right side. All of a sudden had to spin around and was able to make the over-the-shoulder catch for the first out of the inning, all while battling the sun, too. Diego Cartaya batting from the right side. One away, nobody on at the Rawhide, leading by two. Due up after Cartaya, Jose Ramos, followed by Alex De Jesus. First pitch, missing in ball one. The designated hitter is batting fifth today for the Quakes. That's Damon Keith. After him, Luis Rodriguez, followed by Jake Vogel. The eighth batter, Junior Garcia, and ninth is Luis Diaz. The pitch swung on, hard ground ball through into left field. A one-out base hit for Cartaya. That's the first hit of the day for the Quakes. Jose Ramos batting from the right side, runner on first, Cartaya. Sierra sets the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play. Despite the fact that the Rawhide have faced the Quakes, it's only for 3 games, so they did not see the entire pitching rotation. So this is the first time the Quakes are facing Diomede Sierra. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely standing up. Catching for Sierra is J.J. DeRossio. Third base, Davison De Los Santos. At short, Jordan Lawler. Second base, Gene Walters. And at first, Shane Muntz. The pitch. Missing inside. Ball one. From left to right, it's Juan Bautista, Wildred Patino, and Junior Franco. 1-1 count. The pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play to our right. One, two count. Sierra sets, glove at the belt. The pitch. Missing low. Ball two. Infield shading slightly to the left. The pitch. Missing low and in, ball three. Sierra, 6'2", 170 pounds. Signed as international free agent on July 2nd of 2018. The payoff pitch. Swung on, a ground ball up the middle. Lawler, the shortstop, picks it up, flips to second for one. On to first in time, a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Sierra. Heading into the top half of the second inning, Rawhide lead 2-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart.
Top half of the second inning, Rawhide lead 2-0. Walter's at the plate. He swings at the pitch and fouls it off. Count is now 1-1. The first pitch to him missed high. Williams back on the mound. It's his second inning of work. The pitch swung on, fouled out of play again. One, two. Swung on, popped up, shallow left field. Left fielder Rodriguez coming in, makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Batting from the right side, Juan Bautista. The pitch is swung on, fouled down the third base side at Tapper. Oh, one count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled again down the third base side. Rawhide lead 2-0 thanks to a couple home runs. First one hit by Jordan Lawler, but did not leave the park. It was an inside the park home run, and then Davis and De Los Santos hit the ball off the Toyota sign on the video board to make it a 2-0 ball game. Pitch missed outside, so it's a 1-2 count. Williams kicks. Pitch misses high and in, ball two. Bautista, the left fielder today for the Rawhide. The 2-2. Foul tipped. Count remains 2-2. The 2-2 to Bautista. Missing outside, ball three. Don't think I ever finished giving you the outfield for the Quakes. In left field, Luis Rodriguez. Center field, Jake Vogel. And in right field, Jose Ramos. The pitch swung on, fouled out of play down the right field side. Full count. This should be the eighth pitch of the at-bat to Bautista. Here it is. Swung on, line towards right center field. Center fielder Vogel coming in, misses, and is going to roll all the way to the right center field wall. Bautista heading for third. Here's the throw. Head first dive. He's safe at third base. Vogel took a poor angle to that. He tried coming in, thinking he was going to be able to cut it off. Misread it completely. Rolled all the way to the Right center field wall underneath the pitch clock. And Bautista with a triple, standing on third base, one down. Here's J.J. DeRossio batting from the right side. DeRossio just had his first multi-hit game on Sunday. The pitch swung on and missed strike one. He had a single down the right field line and then hit his first home run of the season, his fourth of his career. Here's the 0-1. Missing outside, count is 1-1. The infield is in, everyone with their toes on the infield grass, while the outfield is shading to the right against DeRossio. Here's the pitch. Missing low. Bautista, the runner on third. Rahe lead 2-0. The pitch. Swung on, a ground ball to the shortstop. DeJesus throws it home and he's out at the plate. Perfect throw from DeJesus to get out Bautista. Bautista off on contact. And again, a beautiful throw from DeJesus. Led the catcher Cartaya right to Bautista. Threw it slightly towards the third base line. And even with Bautista's nice slide, he's out at the plate. So DeRossio reaches on a fielder's choice, but it's two down. And Jason Roberson now bats from the left. The pitch. A cold strike on the inside corner. Roberson, the designated hitter this evening for the Rawhide. Pitch is swung on, a high chopper over the head of the first baseman and into right field. DeRossio heading for third. Roberson will go to second. And it's a high chopper over the first baseman, Garcia's head, so Roberson standing on second base. Two runners in scoring position now for the top of the order, Wilder Patino. Roberson almost hit it like how a softball player would slap it over the first baseman's head. Probably wasn't intentional, but worked perfectly. DeRossio on third, on second, Roberson. At the plate, Patino, who singled up the middle. The pitch, missing outside, ball one. His first hit is actually off of Williams' shin. Pitch is swung on and missed, breaking ball. The 1-1. Swung on, a high chopper to the left side of the infield. DeJesus comes in on it, misses it. DeRossio scores. Roberson will score easily, and the Rawhide lead 4-0. Patino safe at first base. A high chopper. The shortstop, DeJesus, could not get to it. I think he kind of tried to go back on that ball and tried to backhand it. One of those weird in-between hops, just unable to handle it. A base hit for Patino and two runs score to make it 4-0. Jordan Lawler now batting from the right side. Lawler hit a home run without the ball leaving the field. It hit in straightaway center field and hit off the wall so hard that Vogel, the center fielder, couldn't get to the ball in time to hold Lawler to a triple. And Lawler was able to score quite easily on the inside the park home run. The first pitch to him, a called strike, count is 0-1. The pitch, missing outside, ball one. We'll see if Patino tests Cartaya's arm again. Patino was caught stealing back in the first. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. The 1-2, Patino takes off. The pitch is swung on and fouled into the Quakes dugout down the third base side. Patino will head back to first base. Waiting on the 1-2, Patino a three-step lead off of first. Williams kicks, runner goes, it swung on and missed. Strike three, Lawler strikes out to end the inning, but the Rawhide push across another two runs. They now lead 4-0. Heading into the bottom half of the second, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you...
Diomede Sierra back on the mound for his second inning of work. Working with a 4-0 lead, the first pitch is fouled off down the third base side. Count is 0-1. Alex DeJesus batting from the right side. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, a ground ball. Second baseman Walters is there, bobbles it, picks it up the throw to first. Not in time, he's called safe. DeJesus showing off his speed there, and that'll be an error on Gene Walters. Leadoff man is on because of an error on the second baseman, Walters. Nobody out, batting from the right side, Damon Keith, the designated hitter. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely standing up. Oh, 1. Missing low, ball 1. Pitches fouled off towards the Rawhide dugout down the first base side. Count is 1-2. That is Walter's second error of the season. 1-2. Breaking ball missing high and in. Count is 2-2. This is Sierra's third professional season and his first full season, first time in the California League. He throws a fastball, changer, slider, and sinker. The pitch. Swung on, a chopper to the second baseman, Walters, fields it, throws a second for one. No throw to first base as Lawler's taken out by the slide. Rawhide get the lead out. DeJesus out at second base. Lawler's fine, standing up. A hard slide by DeJesus, and Lawler kind of took the slide and then was able to, like, log roll. One down, runner on first. It's Keith who reaches on the fielder's choice. And now Luis Rodriguez batting from the right side. Pitch misses out, ball one. Sierra this season, no wins or losses with a 7.11 ERA. The pitch, it's actually a pickoff attempt at first base. I beg your pardon, he's back safely standing up. Sun no longer on the playing surface at Lone Mart Field. Lights are starting to take effect. Wind blowing out towards right field. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner. One-one. The pitch. Missing in ball two. Sierra last pitched on Tuesday against San Jose. Gave up four earned runs off of three hits and three walks in 2 2/3 innings of work. He did strike out six, though. The pickoff attempt at first base, he's back safely. That's his second pickoff attempt now. Won't be able to do it a third time. Unless it results in an out. 2-1 count, one down. The pitch. Missing high and out, ball three. Hitters count for Rodriguez. The 3-1 missing outside, ball four. That's the first to walk. Given up by either pitcher today. Runners on first and second, one down. And Jake Vogel will bat from the right side. The runner on second, Damon Keith. On first, Luis Rodriguez. The pitch. Swung on, a ground ball to Lawler. Fields it, throws a second for one, on to first, in time, another inning-ending double play, 6-4-3. Rawhide still lead by four going into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Your sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Okay.
Aurora High lead 4-0. Top half of the third inning, Davison De Los Santos at the plate, batting from the right side. First pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. De Los Santos in his last at-bat hit a home run. The 0-1 swung on, fouled down the third base side. Both his home run and Jordan Lawler's home run are powered by Steel Power Equipment. To find your nearest steel dealer, search STIHL or visit steeldealers.com. The 0-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. De Los Santos goes down looking for the first out of the inning. That's now three strikeouts on the evening for Kendall Williams. Munz today grounds it out to the shortstop in his first at-bat. Pitch to him. Called strike on the outside corner. O-1. Swung on a hard one-hopper to the second baseman. Fernandez is there. Fields it, throws to first, and in time, two outs. This is the first inning where Williams and the Quakes have retired the first two batters. Rahe lead 4-0. They're out hitting the Quakes 6-1. Also lead in errors. They have committed one, while the Quakes have not committed any thus far. Franco batting from the left. The pitch is swung on, popped up. Towering pop fly, first base side. Garcia gives chase, but it'll reach the grandstands by about six rows. This is Williams' fourth start of the year and second against the Rawhide. He opened on opening night at Valley Strong Ballpark, went 3 1/3 innings, gave up 5 earned runs on 3 hits. All of those hits were home runs. The pitch fouled off. Count is 0-2. In his last start against Modesto on April 20th, he allowed 2 hits over 4 scoreless innings, but was not a part of the decision. Here's the 0-2. Missing outside, ball 1. Williams was drafted by Toronto in the second round of the 2019 draft and was traded to the Dodgers in 2020. 1-2, swung on, popped up, foul territory behind home plate. The catcher, Cartaya, makes the catch. Right by the Quakes' dugout down the third base side. First 1-2-3 inning of work for Williams. Actually, the first inning that the Rawhide have not scored a run. Heading into the bottom half of the third, the Rawhide lead 4-0. And you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Here. Bottom half of the third inning, Sierra back on the mound. The pitch misses in ball one. At the plate, Junior Garcia. He's the first baseman this evening for the Quakes. Rawhide lead 4-0 in the bottom half of the third. The 1-0. Swung on, a ground ball up the middle, threw into left field, a leadoff base hit. Bautista gets it in to hold Garcia to a single. The Rawhide infield, we're shifting to the left where Lawler is probably right in between second and third. And that ball was hit a little bit more up the middle, usually where Lawler traditionally stands, so Garcia able to hit through the shift. Leadoff base hit. Second hit of the evening for the Quakes. Now batting from the right side, Luis Diaz. Swings at the first pitch, count is 0-1. One misses out. This is going to be Sierra's 30th pitch of the evening. The 1-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Rawhide 5-10 this season. The Quakes 8-7. The 1-2. Missing inside. Just missing inside. Count is 2-2. Waiting on the 2-2. Here it is. It swung on and missed strike three. Diaz strikes out for the first out of the third inning. And that's the first strikeout of the game for Sierra. Brought to you by Visalia Kia. The Visalia Used Car Supercenter, many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. One away, batting from the right side is the top of the order, Yainer Fernandez. He fouls off the first pitch towards the first base grandstands, 0-1 count. In his first at-bat, he lined out to the right fielder, Franco, who had to make a nice running play over his shoulder to retire Fernandez. The pitch, cold strike breaking ball from Sierra. So on that line drive, Franco drop step to his right and then had to spin around last minute to make the catch over his shoulder. Here's the 0-2, missing way out. Ball one is DeRossi able to leap out of his crouch to stop the one from going to the backstop. 1-2 count, one down. Runner on first is still Garcia. We're a high lead by four. The pitch. Swung on, fouled into the netting. Count remains 1-2. After Sierra was signed in 2018, his professional career began in 2019 when he pitched for the Dominican Summer League team of the Diamondbacks. The 1-2. Swung on, fouled off. In 2019, he pitched in 14 games, 13 of them for starts. Went 0-2 with a 2.6 ERA. Didn't pitch in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but in 2021, he made his way stateside and pitched in the Arizona Complex League. Had a 7.36 ERA, went 0-4 in 8 games. 1-2. Swung on, a ground ball to Lawler. Feels it. Throws a second for one. On to first. In time, another double play. That is the third consecutive inning. A 6-4-3 double play ends it. Heading into the top of the fourth inning, Rawhide still lead 4-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Gene Walter is batting from the left side. First pitch to him. He squares to bunt, gets it down the third base side. Third baseman Rodriguez picks it up. The throw to first picked out. And in time, Walter's out. What a play by Rodriguez. Walter's laid down a nice bunt down the third base side. Did not get past 45 feet. But Diaz. Sprinting in, fields it on the run, keeps his feet moving to first base. It was a low throw in the dirt, but Garcia able to pick it out for the first out of the inning. Nice bump by Walters, but it's not successful. And now Bautista squares to bunt. He pulled back. It was a called strike. Count is 0-1. The pitch. Swung on, foul tipped. Count is 0-2. Bautista tripled into center field his first at bat. The pitch swung on, a ground ball to the third baseman. Diaz backs up on it. The throw to first, a perfect strike to get out Bautista. Diaz showing off his defensive skills today, coming in on a bunt, throwing on the run that time, going back on a ball, backhanding it, planting his feet, and throwing a bullet over to first base. Two away. The Rawhide do lead 4-0, and at the plate, J.J. DeRossio. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. DeRossio hit a ground ball to the shortstop, DeJesus, in his first at-bat. The 0-1, called strike on the outside corner. Although DeRossio was not out at first base, he reached on the fielder's choice because the runner on third, Bautista, broke and was out at the plate. The 0-2. Missing high ball one. DeRossio would later score in that inning. He scored the third run of the game for the Rawhide. They currently lead 4-0. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball to the shortstop. DeJesus fields it. The throw to first in time. And it's another 1-2-3 inning of work for Williams, but the Rawhide still lead 4-0. Going into the bottom half of the fourth, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh-cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
We're a high lead 4-0 in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Diego Cartaya batting from the right side. In his first at bat, he singled into left field. The pitch from Sierra misses low, ball one. Sierra in his fourth inning of work. He's given up 2 hits. He has walked a batter and has struck out one, but has not given up a run yet. The 1-0. Missing low in the dirt. Count is 2-0. Lawler, the shortstop, playing a little bit closer to third than he is to second. He's actually standing right where Cartaya hit it last time into left field. The 2-0. Swung on, popped up. It'll be out of play down the first base side. And behind the grandstands, actually. Two, one count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul down the third base side. Two, two count. Nobody on, nobody out. The Quakes are wearing their traditional white uniforms, all white, with blue lettering and numbers. With blue socks, the Rawhide wearing their traditional dark gray uniforms that I still believe have a purple undertone to them. The 2-2 swung on and missed, strike three. Cartaya goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia. The Visalia Used Car Supercenter, where $500 down is all you need. Jose Ramos now batting from the right side. Again, the Rawhide in their dark gray unis. Red Visalia on the front, red numbers in the back, and they're wearing their red hats with the black brim with the black lasso R on the front. First pitch was swung on and missed, strike one. Ramos hit into the inning-ending double play, 6-4-3. The pitch missing out, ball one. In fact, the last three, bottom half of the inning at least, have ended with a 6-4-3 double play. I'm not sure how to check the last time that happened, but pretty unheard of. Having the three times in a row, the pitch is fouled off down the first base side into the Rawhide dugout. 1-2 count, one down. Big gap in left center field. The 1-2 swung on and missed, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Sierra. Another strikeout for Visalia Kia, Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000. Alex DeJesus batting from the right side. Two away. Nobody on. Here's the pitch. Missing inside. Ball one. DeJesus hit a ground ball to the second baseman Walters in his first at bat. Walters ended up misfielding it, so it was an error, and DeJesus was safe. The pitch missing a little bit out, maybe high. 2-0 count. 2-0. Cold strike on the outside corner. Looks like the same pitch. Two, one count. Missing outside. 3-1. No shift in the outfield. 3-1. Called strike, count is full. Full count, two down, nobody on. Woo! The payoff pitch. Swung on, foul into the netting. We'll do it again. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Sierra strikes out the side. And we're heading into the fifth inning. Rawhide still lead 4-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game.
Jason Roberson leads it off for the Rawhide. Takes ball one in. Breaking ball from Williams. Williams in his fifth inning of work. The 1-0. Swung on and missed. Roberson doubled into right field his first at bat, but it wasn't a double down the right field line. It was actually a high chopper over the first baseman's head. The 1-1. Called strike on the inside corner. Count as 1-2. Infield shading to the right. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Roberson goes down swinging the first out of the fifth. That's the fourth strikeout of the evening for Williams. One away. Nobody on for Wildered Patino. Rawhide lead 4-0 in the top half of the fifth inning. Pitch misses out. Ball one. The 1-0. Swung on and missed. Like a slider from Williams. Patino today is 2-for-2. He singled up the middle. Actually, hit Williams off the shin in his first at-bat. The 1-1 called strike on the outside corner. Count as 1-2. And then in his second at-bat, there's a ground ball that got by the shortstop, De Jesus, into left field. A 2-RBI single. 1-2, swung on, fouled into the netting. Big gap in left center field for Patino. The 1-2, swung on and missed. Strike three, back-to-back strikeouts for Williams. Two away, nobody on for Jordan Lawler. Lawler today has hit a home run. And has struck out swinging. First pitch. Called strike on outside corner. Count is 0-1. There is a right-handed pitcher warming in the pen for the Quakes. 0-1. Missing out. No one warming in the Rawhide pen yet. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, but fouled out of play down the right field side. A high fly ball, but foul. .733 local time in Rancho Cucamonga. We've been playing for exactly an hour now. It's the top half of the fifth inning. Rawhide lead 4-0. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Williams strikes out the side. As we head into the bottom half of the fifth inning, that's the most innings that Williams has pitched in a game so far this season. Halfway through this game, Rawhide lead 4-0 as we head into the bottom half of the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
So 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Diomede Sierra on the mound for his fifth inning of work. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner to the designated hitter, Damon Keith. Rawhide lead 4-0, bottom half of the fifth inning. Keith in his first at-bat hit a ground ball to the second baseman. That pitch swung on a high chopper. The shortstop, Lawler, bare hands it, throws to first, not in time, as the throw drew Munce off the bag. That'll be an infield single. That's the second high chopper we've seen in this game. Didn't make it out of the infield this time. Lawler made a nice play barehanding it, but the throw was not accurate. Again, it is an infield single for Keith. Third hit of the evening for the Quakes. Luis Rodriguez batting from the right side. Pitch misses high, ball one. Rodriguez walks in his first at bat. Swung on, fouled into the grandstands down the first base side. Waiting on the 1-1. Here it is. Swung on and missed strike two. Warming in the pen for the Quakes is Yamil Castillo, right-handed pitcher. And warming in the pen for the Rawhide, Lister Sosa, the pitch. Missing inside, ball two. Sierra sets, glove at the belt. The 2-2. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Rodriguez goes down looking for the first out of the fifth. Another one brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where $500 down is all you need. That's the fifth strikeout of the evening for Sierra. Pitch misses high, ball one to Jake Vogel. Vogel grounds into an inning-ending double play in the second. That's happened three times now for the Quakes in four innings. The 1-0, missing high, ball two. Infield at double play depth. Outfield a little bit shallow, not much though. The 2-0. Swung on, fouled out of play. Down the first base grandstands, almost hit a fan. Hit right over his head. 2-1 count, one down. The pitch, missing inside, ball three. Rawhide currently 5-10 on the season. Worst record in the league so far. Here's the 3-1. Swung on a ground ball up the middle into center field. Patino gets it in to hold Keith at second. It's runners on first and second, one down. Yuner Garcia will now bat from the right side. Runners on first and second. One down. Rawhide lead 4-0 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Sierra now at 66 pitches this evening. We'll see how long he stays in. I don't think his pitch count is going to be very high. And as I say that, Jorge Cortez slowly walking to the mound. And it looks like it will be Lister Sosa on the mound for the Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Lister Sosa will inherit runners on first and second, one down, with the Rawhide leading by four in the bottom half of the fifth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron.
Lister Sosa on the mound for the Rawhide. It's the bottom half of the fifth inning. Visalia leads 4-0, but the Quakes are threatening with one out and runners on first and second. The pitch misses outside. and gets by the catcher DeRossio. Both runners will advance 90 feet, and for the first time today, the Quakes have two runners in scoring position. It's Junior Garcia at the plate. It'll be a wild pitch on Lister Sosa. Runner on third now, Damon Keith, and on second, Jake Vogel. Right on right matchup, Sosa in relief for Sierra. 1-0. Missing outside, ball two. Here's how the inning has gone so far. Sierra gave up a single to Keith, an infield single, then struck out Rodriguez, and then gave up a single to into center field by Vogel. The 2-0, called strike on the outside corner, count is 2-1. The 2-1, swung on and missed strike two. Sosa doesn't have any wins or losses this season. It is his fifth appearance out of the pen. And so far this season, his ERA below 1, 0.90. He does have one save. The 2-2, swung on and missed strike three. Garcia strikes out for the second out of the inning. Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where $500 down is all you need, and many are priced under $20,000. Two away, runners on second and third still. Rahai lead 4-0, and Luis Diaz bats from the right side. Diaz struck out in his first at bat against Sierra. He swings and misses at the first pitch, count is 0-1. Sosa, in 10 innings for the Rahai, has given up one earned run off of six hits. That one hit, one of those six hits, a home run. He's hit a batter, walked two, and struck out 11. The pitch swung on, a chopper to the third baseman, De Los Santos. Throw to first is in. No, he's called safe. And Munson dropped the ball. It'll be an error. So Munson at first base dropped the ball. So the Quakes get on the board. It's 4-1, a throwing error on the third baseman, De Los Santos. De Los Santos did a nice job of cutting off the ball as it was going to the shortstop, Lawler. It was the right play, but his throw low in the dirt. Munson's not able to hang on to it. So he's safe at first base, Diaz is. And now the runner on third is Vogel as Keith scored. The pitch swung on, lined into right field. It'll land for a base hit in front of Franco. Make it a 4-2 ball game. Diaz stays at second. Diego Cartaya batting from the right side. Two away. Runners on first and second. It's a 4-2 ball game. The Rawhides still lead. The pitch misses outside. Ball one. Infield shading to the left. Sosa sets. The pitch. Inside and hits Cartaya. Makes it bases loaded, two down. And Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, will come have a conversation with Sosa. This Rawhide mound visit and all mound visits are brought to you by the Sean Team. The Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. Bases loaded, two down. Here's how the inning has gone. Sierra started off the inning on the mound, gave up an infield single to Keith, struck out Rodriguez, then gave up a single to Vogel before he was taken out of the game. One down, runners on first and second. Garcia struck out for the second out of the inning with Sosa on the mound. Then Diaz, beg your pardon, then there was a wild pitch making it runners on second and third and two down. Diaz reached on a throwing error by De Los Santos. That was how the first run scored. And then the next batter, Fernandez, singled into right field for the second run to score. And Cartaya was just hit by a pitch, so it's bases loaded, two down, in a 4-2 ball game, bottom half of the fifth. The pitch, a called strike on the inside corner, breaking ball to Jose Ramos. This is Ramos' first time facing Sosa. 0-1, swung on and missed strike two. Ramos has grounded into a double play and also has struck out today. The 0-2, low in the dirt, ball one, a good block by D'Orazio. Waiting on the 1-2. Here it is. Swung on, fouled off. The 1-2. Swung on, a flare into right field. It'll land for a base hit. Franco cuts it off. But we have a tied ball game. The throw goes to second. It's 4-4. Diaz scores from third. Fernandez scores from second. Tied ball game. 4-4 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Cartaya goes all the way to third base. And on first is Jose Ramos. The two-run single. Alex De Jesus batting from the right side. He's the ninth Quakes batter to come to the plate today. Two away, runners on the corners. The pitch missing low and outside, ball one. Infield shading to the left. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. De Jesus today has reached on an error by the second baseman, Walters, and he's also struck out swinging. It is his first time facing Sosa tonight. The 1-1, called strike at the knees, count as 1-2. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. De Jesus strikes out to end the inning, but the Quakes tie up the game. It's 4-4 heading into the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go.
Top half of the sixth inning, new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes, number 18, Emil Castillo. Pitch to De Los Santos, cold strike on the inside corner. Final pitching line for Kendall Williams. Through five innings, gave up four earned runs off of six hits. Didn't walk anyone, though, while he struck out six. 0-1, cold strike on the inside corner. Tied ball game 4-4, top of the sixth. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three was in the dirt. Cartaya will throw to first base to complete the strikeout. One down. Shane Muntz now batting from the right side. He's grounded out twice, once to short, once to second. Rawhide scored two in the first and second inning. Pitch a curveball, misses high and in. The Quakes just scored four in the bottom half of the fifth inning, although none of those runs are earned to either pitcher who threw in that inning, both Sierra, the starter, and Sosa. Here's the 1-0. Called strike on outside corner. Another curveball. There was one error in that inning, and it was the ground ball hit to the third baseman, De Los Santos, by Diaz. 1-1. Swung on a deep fly ball, but foul down the left field side. So it was runners on second and third, two down. A ground ball to the third baseman, De Los Santos. He cut it off and threw to first, but it was low in the dirt. And Muntz, the first baseman, who was at the plate, was unable to pick it out. So an errant throw by the third baseman, De Los Santos. And the three more runs continued to score after that. The pitch swung on and fouled again down the left field side. Still a 1-2 count. Both teams have six hits today. The Rawhide have committed two errors, though. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Castillo. That's now five consecutive strikeouts for the Quakes pitching staff. And eight strikeouts on the evening for the Quakes staff. Franco batting from the left side. He has struck out and popped out to the catcher. He squares to bunt, but fouls it into the Quakes dugout down the third base side. Oh, one count, Castillo, right-handed pitcher for the Quakes. He delivers. Ball one low. Six-foot-one, 200 pounds. Originally signed as international free agent in 2017. Originally from Mexico. The 1-1. Swung on and missed strike two. One-two count, two down. Nobody on. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Six consecutive strikeouts for the Quakes pitching staff. Tied ball game 4-4 going into the bottom half of the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance.
But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
So 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Damon Keith takes strike one on the outside corner. It's the bottom half of the sixth inning, tied ball game. Lister Sosa back on the mound. The pitch is swung on, fouled in front of, rather behind home plate. 0-2 count. Keith led off the last inning where four runs scored for the Quakes, although none of them are earned to the Rawhide pitching staff. 0-2, swung on but fouled down the third base side. And it sounds like that was a broken bat, so Keith will go get another one. Sosa throws a sinker, fastball, changeup, and slider. Tends to throw his changeup the most of all of his off-speed pitches. 0-2 count. The pitch. There's that changeup, swung on and missed. Strike three. Keith goes down swinging for the first out of the sixth inning. Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, we're $20,000 down. For many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. One down. Nobody on. Pitch to Rodriguez, a cold strike on the outside corner. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. O-2 missing way low in the dirt. Count is 1-2. The 1-2. Swung on, slow ground ball. Third baseman De Los Santos fields it on the run. The throw on the run is not in time. An infield single for Rodriguez. Good job by Muntz, the first baseman, coming off the bag, knowing that there was no chance of getting Rodriguez, so just coming off to make sure the ball didn't get by him. The Quakes now have 7 hits today. Rawhide only have 6. Tied ball game. The pitch. Cold strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. Swung on, lined into left field. A base hit. Bautista cuts it off right in front of the warning track. Rodriguez heads for third, and it'll be a double for Vogel. Runners on second and third, one down. One away, two runners in scoring position for Junior Garcia. And Jorge Cortez coming out. This will be a call to the bullpen. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. It'll be Christian Montes de Oca on the mound for the Rawhide in relief for Lister Sosa. He'll inherit runners on second and third, one down in the bottom half of the sixth inning in a tied ball game. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh-cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Christian Montes de Oca on the mound for the Rawhide in relief for Lister Sosa. He inherits runners on second and third, one down. The infield comes in with a tied ball game. At the plate is Junior Garcia. The pitch swung on and fouled into the netting. Count is 0-1. The runner on third, Rodriguez. On second, Vogel. One down. Quakes out hitting the Rawhide 8-6. Montes de Oca, 22-year-old right-handed pitcher out of the Dominican Republic. He was just signed last year for the first time. Here's the 0-1, the pitch. Calling a balk on Montes de Oca, and that's how the Quakes will take a 5-4 lead. Rodriguez scores on the balk and Vogel advances to third. One down. Infield still in. First time the Rawhide have trailed today. The pitch. Missing low. And Montes de Oca just signed last year in December. The reason why I'm kind of harping on that, it's so rare. Most people from the Dominican Republic are signed much earlier than 22 years old. The pitch is swung on and missed. It's fascinating that he wasn't discovered until last year. 1-2 count, one down, runner on third. A lot of players from Latin America are signed before they turn 18. Meanwhile, Montes de Oca signed at 22 years old. The 1-2 swung on a chopper down the third base side, but foul. Quakes lead 5-4, bottom half of the sixth inning. Their five runs have all come the last two innings. Meanwhile, the Rawhide scored 4 in the first two innings of the game. The 1-2, missing low and out. Count is 2-2. Garcia today has singled and struck out. This is the first time that the Quakes are facing Montes de Oca. He joined Rawhide pitching staff last week, and they were hosting the San Jose Giants. The 2-2. Swung on a chopper up the middle and into center field. An RBI single to make it 6-4, Quakes lead. Six to four, ball game, one down. Luis Diaz bats from the right side. Pitch to Diaz. Swung on and missed, strike one. Oh, one count, one down. The pitch. Cold strike at the knees. Montes de Oca has a fastball, changeup, slider, and curveball. The pitch. Missing outside. Infield shading to the left. 1-2 count. Outfield shading to the right. 1-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Diaz strikes out for the second out of the inning. Another one brought to you by Visalia Kia. Here's the top of the order. Yainer Fernandez. He'll bat from the right side. Two away. Still a runner on first. It's Junior Garcia at first base. Quakes lead by two. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Breaking ball for Montes de Oca. Rawhide currently five games back in the Southern Division. They're 5-10. Best record in the Southern Division is Lake Elsinore. They're 10-5. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two, but the ball gets by D'Orazio. And Garcia will advance to second. That'll be a wild pitch on Montes de Oca. Another runner in scoring position for the Quakes now with two down. 0-2 count for Fernandez. Quakes 8-7 this season. They're tied with Inland Empire for the second seed in the Southern Division. The 0-2. Swung on, a ground ball hits off of Montes de Oca. He picks it up, throws to first in time, and that will end the inning. But the Quakes take the lead. It's now a 6-4 ball game going into the seventh. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Tide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Top half of the seventh inning, the Rawhide trails 6-4. Gene Walters leads it off for the Rawhide. First pitch misses outside, ball one. Back of the mound is Castillo. This is his second inning of work. The last inning, he struck out the side, making it six consecutive strikeouts for the Rancho pitching staff. 1-0 is foul tipped, count as 1-1. Infield shifting to the right against Walters. The 1-1. Swung on, popped up, out of play behind our press box. Count is 1-2. This level, you have to have two infielders on each side of second base. But the shortstop, DeJesus, playing almost directly behind it, just a step to the left. The pitch is swung on. Shallow fly ball into left field. Rodriguez underneath it makes the catch for the first down of the inning. Juan Bautista will bat from the right side with the Rawhide trailing by two in the top half of the seventh inning. Rawhide took an early lead. They led 4-0. Scored two runs in the first and two runs in the second. Then the Quakes scored four in the fifth to tie up the game. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner. All those runs scored after a throwing error by De Los Santos with two outs, so they were all unearned. And then the next inning, just the last half inning, the Quakes scored two to make it 6-4. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Bautista today has tripled and also grounded out to third. 0-2. Breaking ball, cold strike three on the outside corner. Bautista goes down looking for the second out. J.J. DeRossio will bat from the right side. He's hit a ground ball to short twice today. Looking around the scores around the league, Fresno defeated Stockton by a score of 7-2 today. Pitch missing outside, ball one. Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore in the top of the ninth inning with Lake Elsinore leading 5-1. Pitch missing inside. And then in San Jose, Modesto leads 6-2 in the top of the sixth inning. Duo count to DeRossio. The pitch. Called strike at the knees. Count is 2-1. The 2-1. Swung on, lined into center field. Vogel coming in, but it'll land for a base hit. DeRossio with a two-out hit. On top of the seventh inning. He's the runner on first for Jason Roberson batting from the left side. The pitch swung on and fouled into the Quakes dugout, lined into the Quakes dugout. Everyone seems to be fine. Always a scary moment when that happens. 0-1, 2 down, runner on first. We're a high trail by 2. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-2. Cold strike, 3 at the knees. Roberson goes down looking to end the inning. Rawhide strand a runner on first, and they still trail by 2. It's stretch time at Lone Mart Field. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, the Quakes lead 6-4. First pitch just misses high. Ball one. At the plate, Diego Cartaya. Pitch missing low. Count is 2-0. The new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide is Alex Valdez. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Count the pitch. Called strike at the knees. Count is 3-1. So Valdez in relief for Montes de Oca. He is the fourth pitcher of the evening today for the Rawhide. 3-1 count. Swung on and missed strike 2. Count is full. Valdez enters the game with a 4.50 ERA. The 3-2 swung on foul down the third base side. This is his fifth appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 6 innings of work, giving up 5 runs, 3 of them earned off of 8 hits. He's walked 3 while striking out 5. Opponents are batting .286 against him. 3-2 coming inside, and it hits Cartaya in the lower back. This is the second time that he's been hit by a pitch.
Oh,
Leadoff man is on and batting from the right side, Jose Ramos. First pitch called strike on the outside corner. Ramos, in his last at-bat, had a two-run single. Before that, he grounds it into a double play and struck out swinging. The 0-1. Tries to check his swing, but he does go around. Count is 0-2. The 0-2. Swung on, but fouled down the third base side. Valdez, 6'2", 185 pounds, 22 years old from the Dominican Republic. The 0-2. Missing high, hits off the glove of D'Orazio, but stays right there, and Cartaya stays at first. Valdez did pitch against Rancho Cucamonga during opening weekend. It was on the Saturday. Threw an inning and a third, gave up four runs, three of them earned off of four hits. Didn't walk anyone, but he struck out two. The pitch, foul tipped. 1-2 count. Valdez, originally signed by the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2017 as an international free agent. The 1-2, swung on and missed strike three. Ramos goes down swinging for the second time today. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia. The Visalia used car super center, many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Runner on first, still Cartaya, and at the plate, Alex De Jesus. He takes strike one on the inside part of the plate. He's reached on an error by the second baseman, Walters, and has struck out twice today. 0-1 count, one down, runner on first. Quakes lead by two. The pitch is swung on and missed strike two. Valdez, in his second season with the Rawhide, although he did not spend the entire 2021 season in Visalia. He was sent down to the Complex League for a few weeks and then came back to end the season. The 0-2, missing low and out, ball one. So Valdez started the season in Visalia, was sent down to the Complex League on June 15th, and then came back to Visalia a week later on June 22nd. The pitch, missing high. Count is 2-2. Two-two. Missing inside, ball three. Full count, one down. The pitch. Runner takes off. It's swung on and fouled out of play down first base side behind the grandstands. Full count. Misses outside, ball four. De Jesus draws a walk. That's the first time he's reached base today. And Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, will have a conversation on the mound with Valdez. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. The runner on second, Cartaya, on first, De Jesus. Cartaya was hit by a pitch. De Jesus walked. It's one down, and Damon Keith, the designated hitter, will be at the plate. He hit a ground ball to second. Singled on infield. base hit to shortstop and then struck out swinging in his last at bat. The pitch swung on and fouled into the grandstands down the first base side. Oh, one count. Keith batting from the right side. The pitch. Missing low in the dirt, but Durasio able to block it and keep it in front of home plate. One count. Valdez checks the runner on second, delivers, swung on but fouled down the right field side over near the taco stand. The 1-2, missing outside. Count is 2-2. Infield at double play depth. 2-2 to Keith. Swung on, foul down the third base side. No one warming in the Quakes pen. Someone slowly starting to throw in the Rawhide pen. I believe it's Rael Santos. Two. Missing low in the dirt, ball three. Full count, one down, runners on first and second. The payoff pitch. Swung on, line down the right field line. Franco giving chase. He's not going to get to it. It'll roll all the way into the corner. Curtia will score. De Jesus, he's being waved around home. The throw now comes in, and Keith, a bases clearing, a triple, makes it 8-4. Line drive down the right field line, rolled all the way into the corner, into the Rawhide bullpen. Curtia scores from second, De Jesus from first, and Keith standing on third with a 2-run triple. Rodriguez swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1 count. One down, runner on third. Rawhide trail by four in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Pitch missing high and in. Actually, warming up in the pen for the Rawhide is the newest addition, Gene Marcelino. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and lined into right center field. A base hit. Keith will score. Patino stops it from going to the wall. The throw to second is cut off, not in time. A one-out double for Rodriguez. 9-4 ball game. One away, runner on second, 9-4 ball game, bottom half of the seventh, and Jake Vogel bats from the right side. And Marcelino, right-handed pitcher, warming in the pen. Newest addition to the Rawhide, actually just met the team here in Rancho today. The pitch, cold strike on the inside corner. It was a corresponding move after Joe Elbies was placed on the injured list yesterday with shoulder tightness. He was sent back to Arizona and placed on the injured list. The 0-1 swung on foul tipped count as 0-2. Elbies, a part of the six-man rotation for the Rawhide. He was going to be the Friday night starter. But now, not sure if the Rawhide are going to move to a five-man rotation or throw someone from the bullpen in as a starter. The pitch swung on, a ground ball to the shortstop. Lawler fields it, checks the runner. The throw to first in time, two away, and Rodriguez does stay at second. Two away, runner on second, and batting from the right side, Junior Garcia, with the Quakes leading 9-4 in the seventh. So again, I haven't had the chance to ask Jorge Cortez or the pitching coach, Gabby Hernandez, what is going to happen to the rotation. Could become a five-man rotation, or someone from the bullpen could end up being a starter again. Here comes Jorge Cortez. This will be another pitching change, and we will see Gene Marcelino for the first time as a member of the Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Marcelino inheriting a runner on second, two down in the bottom half of the seventh, with the Quakes leading by five. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
So 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or 500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS suppliers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Gene Marcelino, his Visalia debut, inherits a runner on second, two down, and he's facing Junior Garcia, the right-handed batter. A pitch, called strike on the inside corner. The 0-1, missing outside, bounces in front of D'Orazio. He can't stop it, and the runner will advance to third. Should be a wild pitch as Rodriguez goes to third. Again, that bounced well in front of the plate. D'Orazio, instead of trying to go down to his knees to block it, tried to pick it. 1-1 count, two down. Gene Marcelino, 21 years old, 6 foot, 270 pounds. The pitch missing high and in, ball two. This is Marcelino's California League debut. 2-1. Swung on, foul tipped. It'll be a 2-2 count. He was signed as a free agent in 2018. He's originally from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. He'll turn 22 in July this year. The 2-2 swung on, popped up, shallow left field, Bautista underneath it, makes the catch, and that will end the inning. But the Quakes score 3, and it's a 9-4 ball game. Heading into the 8th inning, the Rawhide trail by 5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Top half of the 8th inning. Quakes lead 9-4. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner to Wildred Patino. New pitcher on the mound is Martin Santana. 0-1. Missing inside, ball 1. Infield shading to the left. The 1-1. Swung on and missed strike 2. A high fastball that Patino waved at. Patino today 2-for-3. He's singled twice and driven in 2 runs. One time he's been retired was via a strikeout in the 5th. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Fouled off. One, two. Swung on and missed strike 3. Patino strikes out for the first out of the 8th inning. Lawler batting from the right side. Nobody on, one away. Top half of the 8th inning with the Rawhide trailing by 5. They're being out hit 11-7. And they've committed 2 more errors than the Quakes have. Pitch missing low ball 1, to be more specific. Quakes haven't committed any. Rawhide have committed 2. One oh, missing low. Lawler today, 1-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. We did have an inside-the-park home run in the first inning. The 2-0. Just missing high and out, ball three. Outfield shading to the right. Big gap in left center field for Lawler. 3-0. Called strike on outside corner. Still a hitter's count for Lawler. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. Santana, the third pitcher of the evening for the Quakes. Came in relief for Castillo, who threw two scoreless innings. Gave up one hit while striking out five. 3-2. Swung on. Slow ground ball to third baseman. Diaz cuts off De Jesus to throw to first in time to get Lawler. Davison De Los Santos now bats from the right side. Two away. Nobody on. De Los Santos also 1-for-3 with a home run and two strikeouts. Rawhide trailed by five, top of the eighth inning. Pitch missing low and outside. Ball one. Just handed tonight's announced paid attendance at Lomart Field, 947-947. 1-0, swung on, fouled out of play down the right field side. 1-1 count, two down. 8:44 local time in Rancho Cucamonga. We've been playing for just over 2 hours now. Top of the eighth inning, Rawhide trailed by five. Two away, nobody on for De Los Santos. The pitch swung on, but fouled out of play down the first base side again. Santana 1-1 this season with a 6.75 ERA. The pitch missing outside, ball two. This is his fifth appearance out of the pen. He's had three save opportunities but doesn't have any saves recorded. He's thrown 6 2/3 innings of work for the Quakes, giving up six runs, five of them earned. The pitch fouled off again, 2-2. Giving up five hits, one of those hits a home run. He's hit two batters, walked three, struck out six batters, and they are hitting 276 against him so far this season. The pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner. De Los Santos goes down looking to end the inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Santana in the eighth. We head into the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Quakes leading by five. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Luis Diaz leads it off for the Quakes in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Pitch misses outside, ball one. Marcelino back on the mound. This is his California League debut. Here's the 1-0. Missing low in the dirt. 2-0. Last year, he pitched in the Complex League and in the Dominican Summer League. So this is his first full season. The pitch is swung on and fouled out of play to the roof on top of our press box. 2-1 count. Marcelino, right-handed pitcher. The 2-1, missing outside, 2-2. Beg your pardon, 3-1 count. 3-1, nobody on, nobody out, bottom half of the eighth. The pitch is swung on and fouled into the netting. Now it's a full count. The payoff pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Diaz goes down looking for the first down of the eighth. A strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia. And that's Marcelino's first strikeout in the California League. One away, nobody on for the top of the order. Yainer Fernandez. Pitch misses outside, ball one. Take a look at the scores. The other affiliates in the Arizona Diamondbacks. The pitch is swung on, deep fly ball center field. Patino going back, still going back, turns around, makes the catch on the warning track, drop step to his right side, kind of had to flip around and eventually was backpedaling by the time he hit the warning track, but was able to make the catch for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on for Diego Cartaya batting from the right side. The Reno Aces, the AAA team for the Diamondbacks, fell to El Paso by a score of 9-3 today. Pitch is swung on, a ground ball to the shortstop, Lawler. He fields it, throws to first in time, and it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Marcelino and the Rawhide. Last chance for the Rawhide. They trailed by five. We're going into the top of the ninth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
To be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
So 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid or 500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Rawhide trail by five. It's the top half of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Rawhide to try to extend this game. Back on the mound for his second inning of work is Martin Santana. In his first inning of work in the eighth, he struck out two and forced a ground ball. Here's the pitch. Missing inside, ball one. Going back to the final scores, or rather the score updates for the Diamondback affiliates. Again, Reno fell to El Paso by a score of 9-3. The 1-0. Missing in. Amarillo, the AA team for the Diamondbacks, defeated Northwest Naturals by a score of 6-5. The 2-0, missing outside. In High Hillsboro, they currently are trailing Vancouver by a score of 6-0 in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Here in Rancho, the Rawhide trail by 5 in the top of the ninth. But it's a 3-0 count to Muntz. Here's the pitch. Called strike at the knees, count is 3-1. Today, Muntz has grounded out twice and struck out swinging. Pitch the called strike count is now full. Full count, nobody on, nobody out. Santana sets the pitch to Muntz. Checks his swing, does he go? No, according to Cousins on the bases, and Muntz draws a leadoff walk. That is the first walk given up by the Quakes pitching staff today. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Junior Franco bats from the left side. He takes the ball one low and in. Franco today has struck out twice and popped out to the catcher. Pitch misses in. Ball two. Infield shading to the right, as is the outfield. The 2-0. Missing outside. Ball three. Second batter in a row that Santana has started him off with a 3-0 count. Santana resets. Glove at the belt. The pitch. Cold strike. Inside corner on the knees. Count is 3-1. Cold strike. Count is full. Count, the payoff pitch, swung on, a ground ball to the first baseman. Garcia, instead of going to two, he'll tag first base for the first out of the inning. 1 away. Runner on second is Muntz, and at the plate is Gene Walters. Walters, 0 for 3 today. He's flown out to left twice and tried to bunt for a base hit, but was thrown out by a nice play by Diaz. First pitch to him misses outside, ball one. It's a really well-placed bunt on the third base side. Maybe went 45 feet up the line, but Diaz coming in on it, feels it with his glove and nice throw to get Walters out. The pitch swung on, a high hopper to the first baseman. Garcia again fields it, touches first base for the second out of the inning. Muntz, the runner on third. And now batting from the right side is Juan Bautista. Two down, runner on third. Here's the pitch. Check swing, called strike on the inside corner. Oh, one count. Two down, Rawhide down to their final out. They trail by five in the top of the ninth. Pitch is swung on and missed strike two, and just like that, they're down to their final strike. The 0-2 coming inside, almost hits Bautista. Ball one. One, two count. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Bautista strikes out to end the ball game. Quakes hold on to defeat the Rawhide by a score of 9-4. When we come back, give you the postgame recap, let you know the winning and losing pitchers, and tell you what to look forward to tomorrow. Again, final score, Quakes 9, Rawhide 4. You're listening to the postgame show. Stay right there.
Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Rawhide fall to the Quakes 9-4 in game one of this six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Let's take you through this game. Diomede Sierra, the starting pitcher for the Rawhide, had a nice game on the mound. He threw 4 1/3 innings, gave up 2 runs, but none of them were earned off of 4 hits. Walked a batter and struck out 5. Meanwhile, the starter for the Quakes, Kendall Williams, went 5 innings, gave up 4 earned runs off of 6 hits. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out 6. Let's take you through the scoring plays. Starting off with the Rawhide, they scored first. There's a 2-0 ball game after the first inning. Jordan Lawler, with 1 out, hit a deep fly ball to center field. Vogel, the center fielder, went back on it. Tried to leap up to make the catch, could not do it, hit off the wall so hard that it came back into shallow center field, and Jordan Lawler was able to score on his own hit, an inside of the park home run brought to you by Steel Power Equipment. Davison De Los Santos, in the next at-bat, hit his 3rd home run of the season. This time, it definitely went over the wall, hit up about halfway up the video board here in Rancho Cucamonga, making it a 2-0 ball game. Then in the top of the second inning, Rawhide scored another 2 runs thanks to Wildred Patino. He singled to left field, making a 4-0 ball game. That play was your Geiger Electric play of the game. They're family owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. So after the second inning, the Rawhide were leading 4-0, but that would be the final time they score today. Defensively, they looked amazing through the third inning. There was an error on Walters, but in the first 3 innings, the Rawhide defense able to turn 3 inning-ending double plays. And then the next inning, Diomede Sierra struck out the side. And look at the Rawhide were cruising to a win. But then in the fifth inning, four unearned runs crossed the plate. Keith singled to start off the inning against Sierra. Rodriguez struck out, and then another single given up to Vogel made it runners on first and second, one down. That was when Sierra was taken out of the ballgame. Lister Sosa came in to replace him. Wild pitch thrown by Sosa made it runners on second and third. Garcia struck out, so it's two down, two runners in scoring position, and then a throwing error on the third baseman, De Los Santos, allowed the inning to continue. A run scored, and three more runs would score in that inning. Again, all of those runs unearned to make it a tied ball game 4-4. And the Rawhide gave up the lead in the sixth inning. With one out, Rodriguez singled, and then Vogel doubled, making it runners on second and third with one out. Christian Montes de Oca came in at that moment for Lister Sosa. With Junior Garcia batting, Rodriguez scored on a balk by Montes de Oca to give the Quakes a 5-4 lead. One more run would score in that inning to make it a 6-4 ball game, and the Rawhide would not be able to take the lead back. The Quakes got three more insurance runs in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Keith tripled with one out to score two, and then Rodriguez doubled to score Keith to make it 9-4. That is the final score here at Rancho Cucamonga. Winning pitcher tonight for the Quakes is Yamil Castillo. He threw two scoreless innings, gave up one hit, didn't walk anyone, and he struck out five. His ERA remains at zero. Lister Sosa takes the loss for the Rawhide. It's his first loss of the season. Pitched an inning, gave up four hits, four runs, two of them earned off of four hits. Didn't walk anyone, though. He did strike out three. His ERA jumps from 0.9 to 2.45. Your steal player of the game is Gene Marcelino. He joined the Rawhide today. Had a long day for him. Flew in from Arizona this morning and came in to throw scoreless inning in a third. Didn't give up any hits and struck out one batter. Again, your steal player of the game is Gene Marcelino, the newest member of the Rawhide team. I'm Jill Guerin, getting ready to sign off from Rancho Cucamonga. The Rawhide fall by a score of 9-4. The Rawhide now are 5-11 on the season, and the Quakes improve to 9-7. Expected starter tomorrow for the Rawhide is right-handed pitcher Josh Swales, and expected pitcher for the Quakes, right-handed pitcher Ben Kasparius. We'll keep you updated on what the pitching rotation is going to look like for the Rawhide. Joe Elbies on the injured list. He was slated to start Friday, but that will obviously not be the case as he's been placed on the injured list and is currently back in Arizona. I'm Jill Guerin. I want to thank you so much for listening to tonight's broadcast. I do appreciate you listening to each and every one of these broadcasts. We'll be live tomorrow. First pitch at 6:30. We'll be live at 6:25 here on the First Pitch app and RawhideBaseball.com. I'm Jill Guerin signing off from Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. One last time, Quakes defeat the Rawhide in game one by a score of 9-4, I beg your pardon. Enjoy your Tuesday evening. Have a great night.